Welcome back. It's the Mark and Brian Radio Program. We're broadcasting live from the Wilton Theater. Today is brought to you by the fine folks who recycle bottles and cans. Make sure you do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is the first time Tony will have been on this stage. Would you please put your hands together and welcome Tony Rigatoni. Yeah, Tony.
Hey, yo.
How you doing?
Yo, it's good to be here. The Mark and Brian freaking Christmas show.
Good to have you, Tony.
Doing good, man.
Yeah, you look nice.
Well, thanks, man. You know, I figured it was a special occasion.
Sure.
You want to touch it? Go ahead.
Wow, Tony. Wow.
Like the crotch of an orangutan, eh?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Hey, I got to be honest with you, though. It's weird being in L.A. for Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah. On one hand, there's no snow.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's plenty of Olive Gardens.
There's a lot of Olive Gardens.
I don't know if you've noticed it, but Olive Garden has a lot in common with the Mark and Brian Christmas show.
I haven't noticed that, no.
Yeah. It's got chicks with fat asses.
Yeah.
Not enough parking. And when you're here, you're family. That's right.
Yeah, Tony.
But it looks like we got ourselves some hot chicks out there tonight.
Oh, sure.
I think so there. Yeah, there's one. Yeah. Any of you chicks single? And by single, I mean, are you able to get away from your boyfriend slash husband for about 20 minutes or so? See, the thing is, I'm single.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be alone for Christmas.
No.
That's all.
Who would?
Until I bone you, then it's grab a candy cane and get the hell out of my condo. Now, as you know, Christmas is all about giving gifts.
It is.
Okay, so you can get laid.
Yeah.
Well, I got the perfect gift for use.
You got a good gift?
That's right. It's called Tony Rigatoni's Box of Books.
That's right, Tony. You've written some books.
That's right. It's a complete collection of all my literary freaking art.
Nice. Nice, Tony.
So here's what you get. Now, the book one of Tony Rigatoni's Box of Books, it contains Tony Rigatoni's Guide to Picking Up Hot Chicks.
Guide to Hot Chicks.
Yeah, it contains classic pickup lines like, nice ass, I can't believe you poop with that thing.
Very nice.
Banged many a slut with that one.
I know you have.
There's also the classic, hey, I'll be back to talk to you after I go take a piss. Love that.
That works good, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fail-safe.
The fail-safe.
You walk up to a girl you like and you go, hey, look at you all bloated from your period. It's nice. You also get book two.
Book number two.
Yeah, Tony Rigatoni's Etiquette Guide for Golfing with the Chicks.
Golfing with the Chicks.
Contains such tips as, if a chick hits a ball into the water, that's a two-stroke penalty. But if she starts that bitchy whining, bitch whining,
yeah,
that yapping, bitch whining, bitch yappy yap whining, bitch yap,
yeah,
that's a three-stroke penalty.
That's a three-stroker.
And men and women are equals on the golf course.
I see.
So when your chick goes to get you a hot dog,
yeah,
she should get herself one too. If she's hungry. Book three now. I'm very proud of book three.
Book number three.
That's right. It's called Hanging Out with Gay Guys to Bang Hot Chicks for Guys Who Like to Bang Hot Chicks.
Nice, nice title.
Because you know, all the hot chicks hang around the gay guys.
That's true.
So you got to befriend the gay guy.
I see.
So it gives you tips on how to do that.
Nice.
Now, to befriend the gay guy, and you're probably kind of that, I don't know, gay phobic or whatever, but I'm not. I'm not gay phobic. I mean, you know, I'm good looking.
Sure.
And if you're gay, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You let them know real quick.
Sure.
But you do this, you got to find the gay guy. Mm. And to do this, you walk up to a group of guys and you take out your junk. Now, the guy who wants to use your wang as a clarinet?
Sure.
That's your gay guy.
That would be the gay one.
That's right. But once you befriend the gay guy, you got to set the ground rules right away.
Right away.
Rule number one, I like cooter.
You like cooter.
Rule number two,
yeah.
I don't like wanging balls. And rule number three,
yeah.
No ass play.
No ass play.
Right. So that's in that book. And then finally, here's another book in the collection. You made me remember when I ran for governor?
Yeah.
You know, I lost to that stupid meathead Schwarzenegger?
I do remember.
Well, I wrote a book about that.
Did you?
Yeah, and it includes a cassette tape with all my campaign ads.
Nice.
Yeah, I got an example for you if you want.
If you would.
He was my first campaign ad.
Sure.
I need the music over there. Hey, I'm Tony Rigatoni. You gonna vote for me or what? I was very proud of that one.
That was your campaign.
That was my campaign ad.
That's a good one.
Got another one?
Sure.
All right. Hey, Mexicans, you gonna vote for me or what?
Campaign ads. Yeah.
But you gotta cover everybody.
That's right.
You gotta cover everybody.
It's true, you do.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
Hey, Jews, you gonna vote for me or what? So there you go.
Hitting
that's just all part of the prize that you could get with the Tony Rigatoni box of books.
Nice to hear, Tony.
Now, enough about other people. Mm-hmm. What about me?
What about you?
Well, I mean, I need gifts, too.
Yes, you do.
And I'm not hard to shop for.
No?
Just get me something I don't have to return.
Oh.
Like an orgasm. But see, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, you little peated son of a bitch. But seriously, now, there's a lot of stuff I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could give me some boot jewelry.
Yeah, nice.
Some Dago tees, and of course, some more of these. Hang on 1 second, see if I can do this.
Oh, nice, Tony.
There you go.
Sure.
There you go. Now, chicks love the bright-colored banana hammocks, and who can blame them?
Right.
They're classy and comfortable as balls.
They really are comfortable. Looks comfortable.
Let me throw these out to one of these hot chicks down here. Hey, how you doing? Mm. I don't know. Show me something. Hey, it's a little quid pro quo. Show me something. Get it up there. There you go. Hey.
Wow. Wow, Tony. You've got a way.
It's just that easy.
You got away.
I know, it's a curse. Now also, chicks wanting the Tony Baloney can also get me some either English leather.
Yeah.
Or Channel Number 5 cologne.
Yeah.
Or seat covers for my Cutlass.
Which is nice.
Or they could get me a gift certificate to the aforementioned Olive Garden.
Yeah.
See, we could go to dinner there. And if you're watching your weight, you know what you could get?
What?
You could get a salad with some Italian dressing. And then after that, you're going to see some Italian undressing. Want to touch it? Come up here and touch it. All right. What else do we got here? Okay. When it comes to Christmas gifts, and this is the last thing I'm going to talk about, the thing I like most, and I think you're going to agree, there's nothing that says Christmas like porn.
It does say Merry Christmas, doesn't it?
Be it girl on girl, girl on girl on girl, girl on peeing midget on girl. I like it all.
Happy holidays.
But I don't like dudes on dudes, women with wangs, chicks with 30 feet, clowns, guys in bear costumes, and bears in guy costumes. I mean, Jesus H. Christ. Oh, by the way, I know what the H stands for.
Which is?
The H in Jesus H. Christ.
Right.
Hey! Hey, I'm just busting God's balls there. Hey.
He knows you, kid.
That's right. Well, listen, I got to go. There's a girl in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
She's going to let me slide down her chimney.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks. Looking forward to that. But as you'll hear me exclaim as I strut out of sight, Merry Christmas to all the hot chicks and all the hot chicks. I'll be out in my Cutlass with the defrost on high. Merry Christmas.
Tony Rigatoni, everybody. Merry Christmas, Tony. Merry freaking Christmas. Nice.